Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Ross, here he comes down the baseline. Look at him, he'll dunk it down. That's magnificent. He came from the right, he popped up on the left and mashed it down.
That was a monster mash. I tell you what, that's the play of the game.
Magic lead by 31, big lead, and here comes DJ to the window. Hands off to Aaron Gordon, he'll take it up and dunk it down over the shoulder. Kiss the sky, AG, one more time. 90-57 Orlando, 4:48 left third quarter. Timeout, Charlotte, they might need a tourniquet.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
The old tourniquet line from Dennis Newman. I love it. They might need a tourniquet. That's exactly what happened last night. Welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Cody Clark is our producer here this evening. And the Magic win, and win big, in a rout of the Charlotte Hornets, 127-89. So many good things coming out of last night. But most importantly, the 13-game losing streak has come to a close. And the Orlando Magic back now in the win column against the Charlotte Hornets. They've won five consecutive games. They've won 7 of 8. They're playing terrific basketball. And here's what they've done in their last 8 games defensively. They're allowing 100 points per game. That's second best in the NBA. Teams are shooting 41% from the floor. That is the best field goal percentage allowed in the NBA. They're shooting 29% from three in the last 8 games. That is the best three-point defense in the NBA. Opponent fast break points, the Magic are second. Opponent points in the paint, they're second. And opponent points off turnovers, they're third. The Magic are protecting the basketball, valuing possessions, and they are defending at an all-time level, and that is the reason they've won 5 consecutive games. So next up after an 8-day break will be the Chicago Bulls next Friday. So we certainly look forward to that. The Magic win, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You're going to get 50% off your regular online order all day today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. It is my pleasure now to welcome in my guest for the program, former point guard for the Orlando Magic, Jameer Nelson, giving us a few minutes here today. Jameer, how the heck are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing good, man. Let us know what you're up to nowadays. Are you snow blowing? Are you doing yard work? What do you, what do you got going on?
Being a full-time husband and a full-time dad, man. I'm actually in Florida now for softball with my daughters, my wife and my daughters.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so you're traveling around with them, and how old are your kids, and is your daughter's traveling around for softball?
Yeah, so well, my son, he's 17, he's a senior in high school.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. And he committed to St. Joe's University for basketball.
How about that?
I know. My daughters are 12, 13, 10, soon to be 11, and 6.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So you got athletes. You got athletes all through the family, Jameer.
Yeah. Now it's a good thing to see. Good thing to have. You know, it makes the family a lot more fun when you can go to events and enjoy it together. It's funny because kind of I always thought about Mr. DeVos when he said he wanted his family to come together, and one of the things he did was he brought the Magic, and that helped his family come together. And I think that's one of the things that my family loves is sports, and we all can attest to different sports in different ways, and we collaborate and figure out things that, you know, that we all come together and like.
Wow, isn't that fantastic? Speaking with Jameer Nelson. Jameer, so your son's going to, come on, little Jameer is going to St. Joe's, following his dad's footsteps. That is, you must be so proud about that.
Yeah, little Jameer isn't so little anymore. he's definitely, he's done a great job of developing his own identity. Even though we have the same name. He's groomed himself into a great young man so far.
Is that hard? You know, because he's his own person and he wants to have his own. But obviously, you share the same name and you have such a prestigious career in college and in the NBA. As he tries to navigate through that, or is he having no problem?
He has no problems. He runs into some issues with people, with trash talking and stuff like that because of the name. But for the most part, he's done a great job of, like I said, deflecting things, but also taking on the name itself and wearing it proud, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
He loves to be Jameer Nelson Jr. and have his own identity.
That is fantastic. Well, Jameer, I guess since sports brings everyone together, and at the expense of my Patriots, I'm sure your Eagles brought everyone together a couple years ago, did they not?
Yeah, that was something to see. I was actually in Sacramento watching it, so I couldn't celebrate as much as I wanted to.
Right.
You know how weird people are in Sacramento, but I would have been out there jumping up and down and having fun, and people were like, "Who's this crazy guy?"
Yes, they would. Now is the goal to are you still trying to get on a roster here, Jameer? Could we see you on a roster come playoffs March 1st? I think you got to be on a team, or are you fine being husband and dad? Where are you at right now?
No, I'm still working out. I'm still in shape and doing things to prepare myself just in case it happens. But also I'm a realist and I know the time and the window is really small at this point. So. I'm trying to prepare myself for other things as well. I mean, I have opportunities in different areas, so just trying to figure out what exactly I want to do once I completely, officially retire.
See, that's good. When me and George Galante retire, we don't have options. You have options, Jameer.
I have a few options, man. I've met some great people along the way. I tell people all the time, basketball, it's taken me a lot of different places, and I met a lot of really, really good people that I still keep in touch with.
It seems like yesterday to me. It's probably different for you, but 2004, and you arrive here in Central Florida. I mean, that just seems like a couple of years ago, Jameer. You think how much life has happened between then and now.
It's been a lot, man. I mean, that's three kids later.
right.
A lot of gray hairs. A lot of things have changed for me since 2004, but more good than bad. So, I have all the respect for Orlando for allowing me to grow as a man there, and just the organization and the community as well. So, looking forward to getting back there one day.
Well, we'd love to have you. Come back anytime, and there's no doubt about that. Speaking with Jameer Nelson, and I know when you came here, everyone said, well, this is a guy that can score, and you did a ton of scoring, but to leave this franchise as the all-time assist leader, I know Jameer is something that you're quite proud of as well as we think back on we celebrate 30 years of Magic basketball this season.
Yeah, no, that's a great accomplishment. I mean, for anybody, whether you're a scorer or a facilitator, to lead to be the number one assist leader or number one whatever in any organization with so many guys that, have come through and played and left their mark, just to be in those names with the Penny Hardaways and the Scott, all those type of guys.
Right.
Having my name in that conversation with those guys have been great for myself and obviously for our organization.
Did you understand Turkoglu any better by the time you left here, or was it still hard to understand him?
It was still hard. it got easier. It got easier to understand him. But I mean, one thing about him though, he knew all the curse words and they all came out clear. So, Turk was a great guy. A guy I always admired for his work ethic and a guy that being a little older than me, I looked up to just his professionalism and how he carried himself as a businessman and as a pro.
You know, Jameer, after what's happened the last 7 years here, and you were a part of it at the beginning, and it's well documented, this team started a rebuild, and it's taken a while, and starting to play much better here lately. But even more so, I appreciate that 08-09 team, and really, really maybe even more that 09-10 team. Might have even been better, Jameer.
We fell a little short, but we had great years there. I mean, I think I went to the playoffs 6 or 7 years in a row.
Right.
We had a lot of great memories. A lot of people say, can you pick a memory? It's like, I have too many memories just to pick one.
Sure.
But just my teammates and all the coaches, those guys, we all put in a lot of work. And it's tough when you rebuild. It's tough, but some teams do it a certain way, some teams do it the other way. I think with Steve Clifford there now, I think he's obviously one of my favorite coaches. Though he's on the staff when I was in Orlando,
right?
He's a guy that he's a guy that demands a lot from guys, and he's gonna put you in the best situation to succeed. So I think they made a great decision by hiring. So
Well, you know the kind of guy he is, and you know how prepared he is, and you just mentioned some of the things that he brings, and this thing is starting to turn around with him at the helm. You were here with him for 5 years. Do you remember things he told you or teammates that that kind of resonated with you?
Yeah, it's funny. I remember one story, quick story. I came out of the game. I was pissed off and kind of yelled at the coaches, you know, which is something I normally don't do.
Right.
And he just calmly is like, look, we're going to Phoenix in a couple of days. This is during the game. He's like, we're going to Phoenix in a couple of days. I just want to take you to dinner. He sat me down. He explained things to me. And that made me understand Stan Van Gundy a lot better. And it made me understand the business of basketball a lot better, just that conversation I had with him.
Isn't that something? Well, that's the one thing everyone says about Cliff is he gets on you. He holds you accountable, but he has a way to relate to players.
Yeah, he does. He does. And he does a good job of, I guess, kind of being in the middle. Because he's a coach. First and foremost, he has to be the boss of the team. He has to run the team. But, you know, you have to, as a coach, you have to have personality. You have to have the connection you need with your team. You have to have a pulse on your team. I think he does a great job of doing all those things.
We're just getting started. More with Jameer Nelson coming up here in just a moment. So hang in there, Jameer. We'll be back with you in just a moment. And we'll get his thoughts on what's going around the association, the Anthony Davis situation. He was a teammate of Anthony Davis. So give us some unique insight on that as well. Again, we continue on with more Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center here in just a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People love thoughts.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Here comes Jay Rich, runs at Hedo, stopped about halfway. Now Jameer flashes out. He gets the bounce pass. Jameer with the ball up top against Lawson. Rocks it. He'll rise. Long range bomb. 4-3. He got it to go. Sha-ching! And the Magic win at the buzzer. Jameer Nelson, a monster shot. 85-82 ball game.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, so many big moments, so many big shots for Jameer Nelson in his Orlando Magic career. We're thrilled to have him here on the phone with us this afternoon. The Magic win yesterday. You win, too, with Papa John's Pizza. You're going to get 50% off your regular menu price order all day today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. That's promo code MAGICWIN. And they do win last night, 127-89. They've now won 5 consecutive games going into the All-Star break and just sit a half a game back of 8th in the Eastern Conference. Speaking with Jameer Nelson, and Jameer, you know, we'll see. Who knows? Maybe you'll be back in the NBA this year. It'd be great to help bolster a team for a playoff run. But what are some of the biggest differences you noticed from when you first burst onto the scene in 2004 to kind of what where the league is at right now?
That's a lot of different rule changes.
Yeah,
right. I don't think I came into the league when, you know, somebody could say it was, you know, 2004. The rules have changed. Now they've changed a lot in different areas. And one of the areas is you barely can play defense nowadays. You barely can touch a guy. You know, it's all about scoring points, all about, you know, offense now. Where I came, when Stan came, it was defense tough. It was physical. It was one of the things that we prided ourselves on as a team. And you know, normally the teams that win the championship or close to winning are top in defense.
Right.
I'm not sure how that goes hand-in-hand. Now, I haven't looked at the stats. I haven't looked at the numbers, you know, in a few years. But, you know, I would hope that those teams are still playing defense.
Right.
But it's just not the defense that we played back in the day.
Well, and you know what? And I think about it, you guys were one of the first teams to, you know, Golden State Warriors get all the credit, but you guys were one of the first ones to go, you know, to dump it down low, try to get something down at the basket and surround Dwight with shooters. You guys kind of were the first ones to play 4 out.
Yeah, you know, at first it was kind of mind-boggling to me because that's not how, you know, basketball works. But then you look at a situation where you have a 6'10 guy like Rashard who can play inside out, and you have a Turkoglu who's 6, I don't know how tall Turkoglu is, 6'10, 6'11.
Right.
Can handle the ball. So if we had the size, our team was unique because our two outside guys that could have been inside were 6'10, 6'11. Nowadays, you see 6'8 centers.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Different. It's different. Now, you sometimes you see 5 out.
You know what's interesting too, Jameer? We got Nick Vucevic, who you know well, also from being a teammate of his, is Orlando's first All Star in 7 years since Dwight Howard went to the game. You were an All Star that 08-09 season. You didn't get to play in the game, but it's a moot point because of how well you were playing that season. Being an All Star, what did that mean to you? And that's something no one can ever take away, Jameer.
Yeah, that's obviously another great accomplishment. Being an All Star, being amongst the best of your peers at that time. You know, nobody can ever take that away from you, like you said. And you just have to cherish that because, you know, when you're doing it, you're in it, you think it's going to happen again, and it only happened for me once. So I would advise people, even if you're on a good team, cherish those moments because you look at a situation like Orlando. My last few years, we were rebuilding, and we weren't making the playoffs, and that's not what I wanted. I wanted to be in the playoffs. I wanted to be on a winning team. So I would tell people to cherish the moments that they can when they have them.
You know what's interesting? You get to the finals along those lines, Jameer. You get to the finals in 2009. It was a kind of and then you just blow right through the first two rounds the very next year.
Right.
And it seemed like you going back, right? Did it seem like this was going to be a common thing? You guys were going to be doing this for a long time.
Yeah, it felt like it wasn't going to end. And, you know, then it just ended abruptly. So
right.
It was one end of the tour to the other end. So it was interesting.
You're staying up in Philly. I know you're in Orlando now, but you're staying back in Philly, are you not? And
in the Philadelphia area, yeah.
In the Philadelphia area. So for those Magic fans here in Central Florida, the trade for Markelle Fultz. I don't know how much you know Markelle. I don't know if you've ever met him or not, but just explain to fans how maybe a change of scenery. You know, Philly fans can be rough, and I'm not saying it wasn't. You know, but just how a change of scenery might be good for a guy like Markelle.
Yeah, sometimes change is good. It's tough at times, but it's good. I think him getting away and getting a fresh start. This will kind of give him and everybody around him a shot of adrenaline. Because it's something new. Anytime it's new, it's fun. It's ready to go. You know, the one thing is, right now he's in a honeymoon stage,
right?
With the team, and it's a good place to be. I would advise him just to stay focused. It's all about basketball. Nobody else matters other than the people that's in that locker room, and in the office. I mean, I think with young guys, they worry about too much, and they're growing up in a different world with social media, where things are scrutinized instantly and magnified even more than what we had back in the day because of it. And I think, you know, we all run into a problem of checking social media and looking at things. And,
sure.
You know, I was always a guy who never believed good or bad. You could say what you want about me, good or bad. I never believed it. And I think that's how that's how he has to think. Just go play. He's a basketball player, and let everything else after that just happen naturally.
Oh, that's a great point. One of the last things I want to ask you, Jameer, is this Anthony Davis situation. You played in New Orleans. You know some of those guys, if not most of the guys on that roster. Do you cringe a little bit like I did? Does it take you back to kind of Dwight here, or do you not think like that? Or what do you make of that situation?
It's a touchy situation because I know most of those guys for me. And I know all of those guys, even Anthony Davis. He's such a great guy, really, really, really humble and fun to be around. So it's just unfortunate. It's sports. It's a business. And certain things like this happen throughout somebody's career. And, like, I'm sure he didn't plan on it to happen this way. But
sure.
Now it's a game of chess. So now he made a move, and now it's for the team. Now the team has to make a move.
Yeah.
So now it's just messy a little bit at this point, and hopefully it can get cleaned up because I think he has a chance to be, you know, one of the best ever to play the game. I don't want to see his image get tarnished. I don't want to see his legacy, you know, get damaged at all because he's such a great person, you know, has great family. obviously a great talent.
Well, he seems almost uncomfortable with the whole thing. It seems like he kind of feels like this is what he has to do, but he's not quite sure how far he's got to push it. And you can relate, you know, the fallout, all of the teammates. It's got to be uncomfortable for teammates as it was for you.
Yeah. I've been through a situation where it was uncomfortable in the locker room. Nobody wanted to go to practice. Games were just, you know, you were dreading certain things as a team and as a teammate. But you're getting paid a lot of money to do things and play, and you're getting a lot of money to deal with this type of stuff. So, you know, those guys just have to keep their heads straight and continue to play.
Well, they certainly do. Lastly, do you miss flying with the charter now that you get to fly commercial with all the family?
Yeah. That you know what? But you know what, man? I love being around my family, so I'll sit in the back of the plane with everybody else and just enjoy it instead of sitting on a charter with a team.
I know you will. I know you will. You've always been a family guy. Enjoy that time with the family, and I'm sure, hopefully, you get to see Joey Colon at some point here in Central Florida.
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, hopefully, you know, if not, we always think it's one of the guys I always keep in touch with, so. You know, he's really close. We're really close, really good friendship. So
no question. Jameer, you're one of the best. I can't thank you enough for how great it was to get to work with you for a couple of years. And I wish you all the best to whatever your ventures are. And, if you need any help, let me know. We can be there any minute.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. You got it. Jameer Nelson, kind enough to spend some time with us here on Magic Drive Time. Always great to catch up with Jameer Nelson. One of my favorites, one of the best to ever do it here in a Magic uniform. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Enjoy All-Star Weekend, everybody. Nick Vucevic playing in the big game on Sunday. He's got the Skills Challenge on Saturday night. Now, we have no shows until Thursday. No shows until Thursday. We will be back with head coach Steve Clifford here on Magic Drive Time, 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.